a brackish reach of shoal off Madicat. The sea was still breaking violently, and night had steamed into our North Atlantic fleet when the drowned sailor clutched the dragnet. Light flashed from his matted head and marble feet. He grappled at the net with the coiled, hurtling muscles of his thighs. The corpse was bloodless, a botch of reds and whites. Its open, staring eyes were lusterless dead lights or cabin windows on a stranded hulk heavy with sand.